Hello, all you tech leader legends and rock stars. Today, I'm going to talk about time freedom. In tech leadership circles, there seems to be this belief that time freedom is a fiction. So is it? Is it a fiction that as you rise up in the levels, as you get to the next level in technical leadership, that your time freedom goes away? That it's just that, no, don't believe that. It's just a fiction about this time freedom stuff. Let's talk about it. Is time freedom a fiction? Or is it a reality? Stay tuned.
Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the PeopleStack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Jen Bunk here, co-CEO of The PeopleStack. We are here to help you build your dream tech leadership career so that you can create ludicrous and virtuous amounts of prosperity. Prosperity in multiple forms, including prosperity of time. We want you to be time rich, as well as rich and prosperous in all the other ways that it is possible to be rich and prosperous. So today I'm talking about time. Also, another one of my favorite topics. And let me just get right to it, and then we'll kind of peel the layers back. So one of the things that's really interesting that we've found is that as we talk to more and more technical leaders about their desire to up-level, their desire to get to the next level in their career, which also means, and you know this because you're listening, which also means the next level in your life as well, creating that next level prosperity, next level amount of freedom, next level amount of gratitude, next level amount of impact, next level amount of joy, next level amount of, wee, this is fun, right? And all of the things. And so one of the things that we hear a lot, whether it's from, usually it's from clients who have just started working with us, or it's from prospective clients, or talking to our friends and colleagues in the tech leadership world. And I will caveat this by saying that this is not unique to the technical leadership world. This is a belief that exists in many, many other arenas of life as well. And because I'm talking to you, my tech leader friends, I'm going to specifically talk about how this shows up in the tech leader world. So the conversation might go like, okay, well, what do you want? What do you want in your career? Well, I do want to get to the next level. I want to someday or sometime very soon become a CTO or a CEO or a CIO. I really do want that. I want to be able to lead at the highest levels possible and make the highest level of impact possible. Okay, great. So what do you believe is keeping you from doing that right now? Well, I mean, I don't want to work my ass off. Right? That is an example of what the conversation might look like. And you may have that same belief that what's holding you, what's keeping you back from going full force with fun toward that next level leadership position is, gosh, I don't want to sacrifice my time freedom. I don't want to have to do that. And for a lot of people, there, like I said in the beginning, there's this belief, and we hear it, and then we start to believe it too, that time freedom, that's a fiction. Time freedom, especially for higher level leaders, that's a fiction. And we've even here, you can probably come up with a few, at least a few examples right now of leaders, higher level tech leaders, who are sending us the message that time freedom is a fiction. That they are working their asses off 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 hours a week. That they have no time for family, no time for fun, no time for anything else except work. So if you want to find the evidence that it's a fiction, that time freedom is possible, you can find it. You can absolutely find it. However, let's talk about the duality of this, because both are always available. Both sides of the coin in anything is always available. What's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin is that it's not a fiction. Time freedom for high-level tech leaders is not a fiction. It is a reality. In other words, I can do this. It is possible. I've actually done this before. I have friends who are doing this. And what do we mean by this? What does doing this look like? It looks like a high-level tech leader, the CEO of a tech company, a CTO, a CIO, who has oodles of time freedom. Put another way, that person decides intentionally how they use their time. They are not at the mercy of their calendar or the clock or their team or anyone else. They decide, they intentionally decide, here's how I'm going to spend my time. And this is absolutely possible. Again, a lot of you will be able to come up with 2, 3, 4 or more examples of people in your life, or maybe even you at one point in your life, where you had at least a piece, if not more, maybe you had the whole pie of time freedom, where you were able to choose how you spend your time. So I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm here to show you both sides of the coin. I'm here to say, okay, if you want to believe that it's not possible, that it's a fiction, that there's no way you can have time freedom, work-life balance, the ability to choose how you use your time as a tech leader, as a high-level tech leader especially, you can believe that. Plenty of evidence for it. I'm not going to argue against that, right? I'm not going to say that there's not evidence for it, because there's plenty of it. However, just make sure you're looking at the other side of the coin as well. That there are people who are doing it, and they're doing it well, and they're doing it with integrity, and they're doing it in a way that is inspiring. They have so much, they have such a great relationship with time that it just, they just kind of flow through their days. And so let me give you a few examples. So I encourage you to think of examples in your life. It may be tech leaders, and it may be other kinds of leaders as well. People who you know have that freedom to choose how they use their time. So as one example, there was a CEO. I believe he's still a CEO. I haven't talked to him in about 5 years or so. And he may be retired by now. He was someone that I talked to quite frequently about 10 years or so ago before I started the People Stack. So this was like, I was thinking of starting the business, and I was looking for mentors. I was looking for people to look up to. And I was connected to this particular CEO, who was just this fabulous man, and he was very generous with his time. You know, this 30-something young woman who doesn't have any experience building businesses, has never built a business before, fresh out of academia, and she wants to start her own business, right? So this was me like 10 years ago. And he was very generous with his time, and I had many awesome conversations with him about building businesses, about connecting with technical leaders, about what do technical leaders want, about all of that fun stuff. You know, what are the challenges of building a tech company? I learned so much from him. And the connection turned out to be that my PhD is in IO psychology, and his dad was an IO psychologist. So that was super cool. We had some fun conversations around that. So he also kind of knew my world a bit, and he knew my expertise. He knows my expertise. And so I won't get into, you know, the mentoring aspect of it, but what I will share, which is relevant and useful for the purpose of this topic of time freedom, is that he was someone who really valued his time freedom. And he had a great relationship with time. And I knew this because he was spending time with me. He didn't have to. And I was probably overly apologetic. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I have 15 minutes of your time? He's like, you can have an hour, Jen. Like, what do you want to talk about? Like, so gracious. Loved geeking out about all the things that I wanted to talk about. And I let him geek out about the things he wanted to talk about. And so clearly this is someone who has a great, who has time freedom, who is time rich, even as the CEO of a multi-million-dollar tech company. And I got to sort of view him from afar because he was actually the CEO of the company for someone who I knew that I also knew someone who worked for that company. That was the connection. Right. And so we had sort of that mutual connection. And so I would be at that company from time to time, visiting this other person, and I would see the CEO kind of going in and going out, and I would hear about the CEO, and people would just say, this wonderful thing is about him. And I would see how he was not tied to his desk. Right. That's not time rich. Right. If you're tied to your desk all day, that's not time rich. He moved about, right? He would go and be like, yeah, okay, bye guys. I'm going to go, you know, watch. I have to leave early because I'm watching my granddaughter's recital or whatever it is. Or, you know, he would come into work at around 11 o'clock or something like that and be like, hey guys, you had a great workout this morning. How's everybody going? You know, how's everybody doing? So he was clearly time rich. So these are just how do you know you're time rich? / I'm painting pictures for you, right? So I encourage you to think about what will my life look like when I'm time rich? What will my experience of my days be when I'm time rich? You might even want to, if you can, pause and write that question down for yourself and let it marinate and let the guidance come through and capture, right? Like write down, what will my life look like when I'm time rich? Because it's not so much about the number of hours, although that's ultimately what it comes down to, right? That if you were to actually say, okay, well, how many hours do you work? How many hours do you play? How many hours do you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. What you're basically doing is what ends up happening is you are working less. And I use that in air quotes because it's a very, how do we define work? We can define work in lots of different ways is really all I'm meaning right now. This is mostly going to be a multi-part series, by the way. People Stack Podcast, multi-part series on time freedom. Consider this like the intro, let's just start asking some questions and starting a conversation, an internal conversation. And then you might start some external conversations with people you know about time freedom. Like, so I really encourage you to answer that question for yourself. What will my life look like when I am time rich? So anyway, I'm giving you some examples here, right? When I'm time rich, I can arrive at work at 11. When I'm time rich, I can leave work early to go watch the recital. When I'm time rich, I have more than enough time to work out. I'm not rushing through my workouts. I'm not telling my trainer, I only got half an hour today. What are we going to do? I'm going in and be like, yep, I got 2 hours, man. What can we do today? Like really spread it out. Much better workout too, by the way. Not making it right or wrong, but for a lot of fitness goals, hour and a half-ish to maybe 2 hours, giving yourself plenty of time. I'm not talking about like you're working out constantly for 2 hours unless you're like training, you know, training for like, you know, endurance or whatever it is. But anyway, this is what it may look like in some of your lives. What does time freedom look like for you? Time freedom means somebody reaches out to you that you really want to talk with and you say yes. And it may have nothing to do with work, right? It may have nothing to do with the projects that you're working on or the guidance that you're giving currently at your company. It's because your heart is telling you, I want to talk to this person. I want to mentor this person. And you have time for that. And you can do it, and it's easy. As another example, one of our clients, so we have many of our clients who we've worked with, who, yes, earning more money and leveling up in their career was definitely one of their main priorities, and also another priority is time freedom. And I would venture to say every single client that we've ever worked with and will ever continue to work with has time freedom as a goal, because it's not worth it to earn more money and to have more impact and to add more value if you're not also creating a beautiful life for yourself as well. And a beautiful life means you have the freedom to choose how you spend your time. So as another example of this, one of our clients, it was really about family, spending more time with his family. And so time freedom for him meant that he can go backpacking with his kids. Spending more time for him meant that he didn't have to be working two jobs to quote unquote make ends meet. That's where he was at before he started working with us. So for him, it was almost 100% about, I want to have time for my kids and my wife. And I want to really be there with them. So for some of you, being time rich, having time freedom, the experience is, I say yes to my kids. I say yes to my wife. I say yes to my family more often. And when I do it, I'm not rushed. When I go to the recital, when I go to the soccer game, when we have a family dinner, I could say yes. Want to take a 3 or 4 day vacation? No problem. Want to take a 3 week vacation together and have it be a true vacation, a true unplugging where I'm not working. And if I choose, and if I don't want to work, I don't have to. I may be pulled to do it. Right, so that's actually a dilemma for a lot of high-level leaders. It's like, do I need to work or am I being pulled to work, right? So like for me, I don't work weekends, except when I choose to, right? So it's this push-pull. Am I being pulled toward it? Am I having this inkling, ooh, I really want to work on this thing right now. Okay, just give me a half an hour and then we'll go to the beach, right? Versus, I have to do this. That's the push. If you're feeling like you're pushing a rock uphill versus like having fun running down the hill safely, of course, we don't want to twist any ankles. So that's another example. It's like, I have time for my family and I say yes. And I say yes to work only when I'm pulled to do it on the weekends and holidays and vacations. Another example is a colleague of mine that I know. He's actually a friend of Rob's. He's a friend of my husband's who we've just known for years and years now, like pre-People Stack, right? and this particular person is a, so by the way, the client that I was talking about is a COO for a small-ish tech consultancy. Just to kind of give you an example of the levels that we're talking about. And then this friend of Rob's, who's a friend of mine, is a senior level executive. I actually don't know right now what his job title is, because he recently moved to Netflix, and I believe it came with a promotion. So he's at Netflix, and he's in the executive ranks at Netflix. Like, he's not the CEO of Netflix. You don't have to go try and Google it or whatever, but he's in the inner circle. And he, you know, talking with him is a joy. And it's like, I'm going to use him as an example of, well, what does work look like? Right? So it's like, I want time for work and I want time for play. And so having time freedom also means that you get to choose how you work and what your work looks like and what your experience of work is. So up to this point, we've been talking about, well, what is the freedom? What is the space that I have outside of work? And that's absolutely a piece about time freedom. Another piece about time freedom is, when I'm working, what am I doing? And I have a choice. I have influence over how I spend my work time. And basically, this particular person he loves mentoring. He loves doing one-on-ones with, you know, skip level one-on-ones with his direct team, you know, up skip level, down skip level, and all around skip level, right? And so that's what he loves doing. He's an amazing mentor. And so how does he spend the bulk of his work days? On one-on-ones. And he's an amazing leader. So how do you want to spend your work time? That's time freedom as well. So I want to ask you another powerful question as I move toward wrapping up this episode of this podcast. And there will be other podcasts on time freedom. And there have been in the past too. I mean, we've definitely talked about this. This is an important topic. What I want you to know, and what I hope that you're feeling as I get to the question I want to ask of you, what I hope that you're feeling is that with intention, you can absolutely create more time freedom for yourself as you rise up in the ranks. With intention, you can create even more time freedom for yourself as you move up in the ranks as a technical leader. So you can just basically say goodbye to that fear of, oh man, I really want to be a CTO. I really want to be a higher level executive in tech. But I'm scared. What if I overwork? Right? I don't want to have to work my ass off. You can just say goodbye to that fear. Right? And it's a whole other episode about how to shift your feelings and how to embrace the fear and then say goodbye to it. Acknowledge it and let it go. Because what I'm telling you is that with intention, as you rise up, you're gonna get, or at least it's available for you to get, more time freedom. And the intention is the important piece of it here. It's not inevitable. Clearly it's not, because there's plenty of examples of people who have risen up, who've gone to higher levels and are burning themselves out and don't sleep and don't eat and don't exercise and don't spend time with their families. And they're basically killing themselves one day at a time. They're losing a day of their life for every day that they live, because they're living so unintentionally and are just destroying their mind, their body, and their spirit. What's the other side of that? The other side of that is that I can gain a year of life for every extra year that I live, because I am taking care of my mind, body, and spirit, because I am creating more freedom for myself, because I am no longer holding the baggage of whatever the baggage is that's keeping you from getting to the next level, right? So as an example, some of you are holding the baggage of, well, but I have to do it. They can't do it, I have to do it. They're gonna do it wrong. And so then the baggage to let go of is that learning to earn that trust and that faith in others and that faith in yourself that you can guide them, that you don't have to do the work, you will guide them to do it. So that's just an example of the baggage. So again, you know, stay tuned, stick a pin in it. We'll do another episode on what the baggage might be. But you know, that's another question you can ask yourself. That's not the question I was gonna leave you with, but you might wanna ask yourself, what is the baggage that I'm holding that I get to let go of so that I can open up more time freedom for myself? It's like, why do I keep saying yes to things when I can say no? Right? That's a baggage that a lot of you are holding. I have to say yes. People pleasing. I recently heard, oh, I can't remember her name, but she was on the, it wasn't the Joe Rogan podcast. It was the Rich Roll podcast. She was on the Rich Roll podcast recently. And she was talking about people pleasing. She's a comedian, female comedian. Can't think of her name. Sorry. But she was talking about people pleasing and how people pleasing is a subtle form of assholery. So for a lot of you, the baggage that you're holding that's preventing you from having more time freedom as you rise up is your people pleasing tendency. In other words, I have to do this. I have to say yes for this. I have to go all out for this in order for this person to like me. But actually what you're doing when you're doing that, by the way, is you're taking away their power. You're taking away their ability to discern whether or not this is the experience that they want to have or not. So it's sort of like, I'm going to say yes to going to this meeting because I want this person to like me. When you secretly don't want to go to the meeting and you don't think it's valuable. So by saying yes and going to that meeting, you're taking the power away from that person because you're subtly suggesting, yeah, I guess this meeting is valuable, but actually you're not thinking it is, so you're being an asshole. Subtly, because you're taking their power away. When actually what it would be better to say is, I don't believe that this meeting is a valuable use of my time. That's the truth. That's what they want and that's what they need. And then they have the power to discern what to do with that information. So, just examples of some baggage here. That's keeping you really from saying no more often, because that's a huge part tactically of creating more freedom for yourself. But I do want to take a step back now, because this podcast, this particular episode is more about high level. What do I want? What is time freedom? How is that going to manifest in my life? All the wonderful, fabulous, delicious, ooh yes ways that this time freedom is going to manifest in my life. And then here's the other question that I have for you. What is your relationship with time? What is it? What is your relationship with time? Is it one where you constantly complain that there's not enough? Is it one where you worry that you might not have enough? Is it one where you're kind of gripping to it so tightly, constantly checking your watch, constantly like, oh gosh, I'm not sure if I have enough time. I have to check my calendar. Or is your relationship with time one more high level, more open, more expansive? So what I just described was a more of a low level, constricted, down in the weeds, just kind of get through my days kind of relationship with time? Or is it more high level? Is it more open? Is it more expansive? Is it less based on fear and worry and doubt and anger and more based on joy and fun and gratitude and in a sense of being nurturing? Are you nurturing your relationship with time? So just check in, like, how do you treat time? How do you treat the energy of time? Time is an energy, just like money. So yes, because we're human and because our brain wants ways to make sense of this energetic phenomenon called time, we have things called calendars, you know, watches, et cetera, right? We celebrate the turning of the calendar, you know, New Year's coming, right? You know, and we do that so that we can have a structure and also that so that we can have an agreement about we're both going to meet at this time, right? So we have that structure around time to make things easier, to build some certainty into as we move through time. But time is an energy, make no mistake about it. So what I'm asking is, what is your relationship with the energy of time? How are you treating it? And take a look. Take a look. What's the best relationship? Just go to your best loving relationship. Right? How do we build sustainable loving relationships with anyone, anything, any energy? It's where it's nurturing, it's empowering, it's expansive, it's allowing, it's not taking power away, it's giving power. It's one that's based on faith and trust. Any great relationship is built on all of these values and more. So if you don't have a faithful, trusting, I can let it go and not grip it so tightly, peaceful, nurturing, intentional relationship with time, then that's why you don't have enough of it. That's why it feels like that. That's why it feels like, oh, the only way that I'm going to be a successful CEO is if I work my ass off. Because that's your current relationship with time. So shift it. That's available to you. It's available to you. I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm not here to tell you what to shift. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work if I, even if I could force you to shift the way that you believe and feel and know about time. It wouldn't work. You're going to do it on your own. And you're going to do it in a lovely, beautiful way. Again, what I'm here to do is to show you, to shine a light, or even more like be the mirror to your own beliefs by asking questions like, what's your relationship with time? Take a look in the mirror. You might want to literally do that as well. When is the last time that you looked yourself, really looked at yourself in your eyes in a mirror? Who are you in your beautiful human form? Who are you? Look into your own eyes. See your entire badass self and see how you can be even more badass and what shifts are available to make. A lot of people say, oh, this is scary work. It's like when Skywalker had to face Vader or whatever it is. Certainly, if you want to make it that way, you can. not the only way to do it, though. It can be fun. It can be expansive. It can be, OMG, I just realized I say yes all the time when actually I meant to say no, and that's why I resent people so much. Wow, how do I shift that? It's because I believe that I need to please people in order to feel great about myself. What if I didn't? What if I can feel great about myself regardless of whatever what others think of me? What if I know right now I am amazing, I am powerful, and I am connected to a life force that is so amazingly powerful that I know that I'm connected to that, and then everybody else is connected to that too. So I don't need anyone else to tell me that I'm amazing because I already know that I am. I am amazing, I am delightful, and I am loved unconditionally. And as soon as you're able to look yourself in the eyes and say things like that in the mirror, you know that you're really onto something. Look at yourself in the eyes. What is my relationship with time? What do I believe about time? How do I treat time? And that's the opening that's available for you. Treat time with intention. Start there. Oh, wow, I didn't even realize that I can have a relationship with time. Boom! Great! Let me start a relationship with time. I've actually already had one, but it was just unintentional. From this moment on, I'm going to create an intentional relationship with time. What do I want my relationship time with time to be? And then, of course, this isn't rocket science, as you build a better relationship and a feeling and energy toward what how you think and feel and believe about time and the amount and that you have and the and how you utilize time in wonderful ways, as you think and feel and believe and know about time in different higher level ways, you're going to take higher level actions, make higher level decisions, and then those lead to higher level results, meaning you have more time, you spend your time more wisely. You flow through time just wonderfully. And you never worry if you have enough time because you always have a choice. You always have enough time because you always have a choice. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Are you choosing your relationship with time? Are you just letting it happen? Your choice. Your choice. Here's to your time freedom, my friends. Here's to feeling as time rich as you possibly can. It is all available to you. Until next time. Cheers, aloha, and big hugs. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.